Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Shmuel ben Yamin and Tishna Rachale, Rabbi Aaron Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai, and Shoshana Bas Devorah Gittel, and for Rosh Yonasan ben Mordechai Ephraim, Bracha Batzlecha B'chol Maaseh Yedeim. It says in the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Samach Aleph, Omer Rabba Lo Ivri Alma, the world was created only for Tzadikim Gemurim and for Rishayim Gemurim. Rashi explains, for tzaddikim gemurim, that's olam haba, because that's their chelek. They don't have much olam haza, like Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, who would just eat a little bit of charuv from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, tainis 24b. And for rishayim gemurim, like achav, people who get all their chelek in olam haza, people who become very rich, they have all their pleasure here, that's all they have. So the world was created, this world for the rishayim, the next world for the tzaddikim. Explains Maran Arab and Osreish Chavdal that Shia Adam Chavshi Bebechira Zosi Tchunas Adam Vigidro. That a person should be free in his choice, that is the nature of man and his definition. Ve'alzen Nivra Adam, and that's why man was created. Ve'tachlis Kaklolis Yotis Men Arishayim Gamkin. And the ultimate purpose emerges from the Rishayim as well. She'oiloi L'Rosh She'bachar She'teitzei Atachas HaKlolis Mitzidoi. Woe unto the Rasha who chose that the Tachlis should emerge from him in evil ways that bring evil upon him and to others. V'ashrei letzadik shebocher lavod letachlis haklolus v'orech yishara hamleah or v'tov lo la'olam. Fortunate is the tzadik who chooses to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and achieve the ultimate purpose in a straight way that's filled with light and with good for him and for the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purposes are going to be fulfilled with everybody. But oy lo l'rasha, that Hashem's purposes will be fulfilled by bringing upon him punishment. And fortunate is the tzaddik who wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose is going to be fulfilled by rewarding him. Avo be'ikar adavar, shiyu me'amin ha'noshi tzaddikim v'gam rishayim. Zeu chok hayitzira v'tu dasa, but be ikar adavar, that in mankind there should be tzaddikim and rishayim as well. That's the law of creation, and its fate. Aval zevadei shayitzira al maskunta nosta shiyu anefashos nefashos gedolos v'amitzos ba'alach koyach v'ratzon kabir v'ruuyos lasas gedolos. But this is certain, that the creation was founded upon the idea that souls should be great and courageous, filled with koach and a tremendous ratzon, and fitting to do great things. Al kein kshiyut tzadikim, yasu tzedakos gedolos v'rabos erech v'yiyu livracha ba'aretz. And therefore when they're tzadikim, they're going to do great tzedakos, and it's going to be a blessing on the earth. They're going to be greiser rishayim. They're going to shake the welt. They're going to do very evil things, but they're going to do it in a tremendous and with tremendous dimensions. Zoti tchunat hayitzira lamitata. That is the nature of creation in its truth. That you have to do things to the maximum level and degree. So the Rishayim do it with evil, and the Tzaddikim do it with good. They have to be great, either great Rishayim or great Tzaddikim. But mediocre, that's not what the world is about. But the nature of creation is that its full koach will emerge only b'chelek mimena, only with part of creation. Not all of creation are going to fulfill their purpose. Rabim b'yitzurim yetzu shalolof yishlemus hakavona tachlisis. And many of the creations are going to go out not according to the shlemus of the ultimate purpose. V'yishtalmu behemshech hazmanim, and they will reach their perfection over time. Al-Kain. Iker b'riyas alma, hi shiyiyu bo anashim gedoylim ba'alei nefashos gedolos, v'shiifois chazakois v'rabois erech. V'kevin shabachira hi v'chreach chofshis, halui efsha loymar acheres. And therefore the Iker b'riyas ha'olam is that there should be great people, with great souls, tremendous she'ifos and strivings, with great value. And since choice is free, we can't say otherwise. They have to be their best. They're the ba'alei nefashos gedolos. So a person should be a tzaddik. But the world was created to people who get the most out of this world. But the Beinonim, they're not the purpose of this world. They're mediocre. Who wants to be mediocre? That shows sometimes you're good, sometimes you're bad, sometimes he's from, sometimes he's not from. What's that worth? That's not the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is to be the best you can possibly be. The Rishayim got it wrong. They're the worst they can possibly be, but that's also something. Because at least they're getting the most out of this world. That's pshat in this Gemara. Rav Kook doesn't learn that it's talking about Olam Haba, he learns that it's talking about Olam Haza. Even Tzaddik and Kamurim, Olam Haza is for them. They have to make the most of it. Gemara continues, V'amar Rabba lo yinevra oylem elu b'shvil achav ben Omri v'rechanina ben doysav la'achav oylem haza v'rechanina ben doysav oylem haba. The world was created for achav, the son of Omri, and v'rechanina ben doysav for achav, this world, and v'chanina ben doisa, the next world. Mitzad matzav adam b'hoive, says the Rav in Otresh Chafei, avas atzma ba'as ha'kal kula hen kesol shezuzu. When you love yourself, mitzad the matzav of a person in the present, when you love yourself and you love the klal, it's a stira. Shiyadam kovea atzma l'avas atzma ti avas ha'klal rechoyka mikol yosef. Kshiz gaber be'avas ha'klal ti avas atzma b'teila etzla. When a person is koveya himself, he establishes himself that he's a person who loves himself, his avas haklal is going to be distant from his kidneys, literally, but from his consciousness. Ukshis gabir v'avas haklal, and when you love the klal, then you're going to not love yourself. Amnam roi ushi ya'odam chosh tam avas atzma v'chol tokfoy. V'im oimek ha'gashas v'bi avas atzma, with the depth of his feeling of loving himself, he should be mevatel his love for himself, for the avas haklal. As yetzei or amiti v'tzidkas adam shememenu tatzos gedolus l'maisa toy v'derech Hashem, and then great things are going to come from this person. You should feel your love for yourself. And then with that feeling, you should be mevatel the love for yourself, for the love of the klal. And then it's going to come to light, the tzidkus of a person, and that's going to bring great results for good deeds and the derech Hashem. V'nei mida sahava la'atzmoi, v'mida gedusha matzinu etel achav l'fi matzav risha. This mida of loving yourself with a great amount we find by achav. V'yoter uvda, the nevos, Shemolach, Shemishbat Yamid Eretz, Shemelech, Shemishbat Yamid Eretz, Yavis Mishbat Beide Sheker, Kde Lahofik Avoso Aprotis Laatzmo, Leos Logan Yorok. Now we know the Mice of Nevos. In Melachim Aleph, Perkof Aleph, Ayichar Dvarim Eile, Karam Haile, Nevos HaIsraeli, Asher Bi Yisrael, Eitzel, Heichal Achav Melech Shomron, he had this field. And then Achav spoke to Nevos, to Nali Karmucha, Vahili Legan Yarok, Hu Karavetzel Basi, Vetna Lechatacht of Kerem Tovimen, I want your field, I'll give you something better. Vayomer Nevos, El Achav Chalila Me Hashem, Mititi Esnachas Avoisai Loch, I'm not going to do it. Vayavo Achav El Basil Sar Vizoyf, he was very angry. That Nevos said to him, and he was lost his appetite, and Yisabel comes. She says, "What's wrong? Why aren't you eating?" And he says, "I'm speaking to Navos, and I said to him, 'Give me your vineyard with money. If you want, I'll give you a vineyard in return.'" Vayomer lo atein lachas karmi, said no. And Yisabel said, Ata tasem melucha al Yisrael kumach olechem b'yetiv libecha. Don't be weak. Is this the way you're going to be the king? Don't be a wimp. Eat your bread, feel good, and I'll get you the kerem. V'tichto svarim, tishlach svarim el zakenim, hayoshim on the vos, v'tichto besvarim kirutzom v'yeshivu, es nevos berosh ha'am, v'yeshivu shnayim anashe b'nei b'lial negdo, v'idu le'mor barachta elokim, v'melech, v'otziyu v'siklu. Oyveiz mir. So they would be machriz etzon, some event that was going to endanger people or society, and take two people, dishonest people, and have them be made. That he cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the king. And then take him out and kill him. They were made on a vows that he cursed God and that he cursed the king. And they took him out. And they killed him. So, you see here that they brought Edei Sheker in order to get Nevos's field. That was a really terrible thing to do. So that was what the Rav Kook is referring to here when he says with the mice with Nevos. Being Edei Sheker. Lumazeh bitul avas atzmat kitzachorn v'nesun al avas haklam l'sinu r'b'china bardosa ha'mistakbek b'kav churvim erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos l'cholom kulo nizom b'schuso. But when somebody's mevatul avas atzmo to the greatest degree and he's given over to avas haklal, we find b'r'b'china bendosa who only had a kav churvim from erev Shabbos to erev Shabbos l'chol ha'olam nizom b'schuso, he ate this tiny bit and the whole world is sustained in his merits. So his soul was desiring that Hashem should do good to the whole world without end. And he wasn't interested in getting any hana himself. Every value alone is only half of a metzius. The metzius hashleima is that a person should love himself a great deal, because inherently there's no chisar and there's nothing wrong with loving yourself. And adarabah, it's a great maila. Look in the Paleoids. An erech avas atzma. Elo shekolz man sheina olam b'shlemutzo aleinu l'archika mepnei shebuchol makom shetavo tia gurasim avas zu avol habol aragli d'chias avas zulasa of avas aklam avas atzma. In the meantime, the world hasn't reached shlemus, so this is going to bring with it injustice when a person pushes away the love of others and the love of the klal. And he's involved in Avas Atzma. When you're so in love with yourself, oh, it's going to become al-cheshbon others. Aval im yitzu yorshim ahava ha-yoser gedol al-atzma tabo yachad gam kein avas ha-klal ha-yoser adira az vadeh hitoiva v'yishara. But if there could be a metzias that with the greatest love that you have for yourself, there's also going to be the greatest love for the klal, that's the ideal. And therefore the world was created for two things. Ahavas atzma midas achav chelet bilti ra mitzad atzma viru'ilin en ahoz ha'olam hazev etikuna vela shetzricha le'ilavos ima os ahavas ha'klal tahar mizruchini ben doi. So the ideal is you should have both. You should have the ahavas atzma of achav and the ahavas ha'klal mizruchini ben doi. And that's going to establish the greatest ruchnias of olam haba. Love olam hazeh like achav, love olam haba like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and you got it. Ushiyetz kapsu shtein el mokoim echad azia shichlu l'nyanei olam hazeh v'shichlu l'nyanei olam haba boim ad merom alosa. V'nyanem agashimim v'nyanem aruchnim shneim yifruchu b'roif teferis. V'yu l'toelas gedolus manis v'nitzchus el klal v'aprat. The Gashmias with the Ruchnias are both going to sprout with great glory, and there's going to be a Toelas Gedolas Manis Venitzchus. There's going to be a great benefit, temporary and eternal, for the Klal and the Prat. For the Klal, Ein Avas Achamris Mitzad Atzma Shum Chisaron Ki Maila Gedol Yeshua Shalom V'Tikuna. Loving Gashmias Mitzad Atzma, there's no Chisaron. It's a great Maila to settle the world and fix the world. But one chisaron is that al pi rov, the heart of a person is not so broad that it can be makabel both avas, the avas of gashmius and the avas of ruchnius. But one should love both to establish the spiritual and the physical world. But the Maila Amitis, most people aren't in that Madrega, but the Maila Amitis is that a person should become so perfect and so complete that Avas HaChamrius is going to be very, very great to fix the world. It's like a person who's so completely immersed in Ruch Gashmias that he has no room for Ruchnias. And therefore his Maisim are going to be great Binyani Ruchnias. And he's going to be such an Ishnatzal Kadosh Elokim Ba'ovid Rov Kedusha L'Shem Hashem Achdiya Pniyasa L'Tzad Ruchnias Gedol Kol Kach Achet Yisrael L'Fanayinu Ki'ilu Hu Ish Ein Lo Davrei Machomrius. And a person should be so noble, so exalted, so elevated, so holy to God, so serving with such Kedusha L'Shem Hashem, that his Pniyah L'Tzad Ruchnias is so great until he's seen before us like a man who has nothing to do with chamris. Now, this person should be so set on fixing the gashmias that it's like he has no ruchnias in the world. The person should be so set at the same time on ruchnias that he has no gashmias in the world. And that's the shleimus. The shleimus is both building up this world in the physical and the spiritual sense. Well, erech zos hashleimus shenagia elev chesed elyon laasidi tunas brias ha'olam shetishtalim al-idea adam b'shloma gemur b'mitzad gashmius b'mitzad ruchnius. So this is going to be laasid lava, that the world is going to be perfected both in Gashmias and in Ruchnias. Ki ve'emes yeshnam harbei dvarim shemitzad atzma him mailus v'yisronos v'anu regilim l'archikam b'toros v'chisronos. There are a lot of things that mitzad atzma are mailus, they're yisronos, and then we're marchik them as ros and chisronos. So things that mitzad atzma are milas, and we see them as chesronos, and it's not because of them themselves, because we see that those milas are doche greater milas. In other words, you have something that's on a scale of 1 to 10 and has a value of 6, and it's pushing away 8. He said, then what value is it if it's pushing away 8? You don't realize that it's also a 6, it's also a mila. Just not as great as the 8, but it's also a mila. Alkein aleinu lishtadl shlo yi ha-matzav azem masmid lios tamid yotzim b'kishrim b'chom ulitchos milas v'yisronos yu be'erkom gedolim uktanim rak leharchiv kol kach kishroneinu gvuras nafshena v'taras levenu acha kol mila titein oiz l'chaverto. So we have to make great effort that this matzav shouldn't be forever. That there should be this war between values. No, we should expand ourselves and we should find room for everything positive. They shouldn't oppose each other. Not only that, but they should complement each other. And each one should find their proper place. So that's the ideal. The ideal is that a person should be so set on fixing the Gashmistical world, it's really revolutionary, Rav Kook's perspective, because we often think of the Gashmis as something negative. Avoid it as much as you can. But according to the Rav's Mahalach, it's not like that at all. According to his understanding of the Gemara, it's Chas V'Shalom, not an idea that he made up, a modern idea. This is something that's rooted in the Gemara. Gemara says, and that's how he's learning Pshat in the Gemara, that the world was created for Achav, meaning you have to get the absolute most out of the Gashmis, out of loving yourself, out of loving the physical world. But also Rav Chaim Mendoza, also loving the spiritual world. And then when there's shleimus between this Gashmias and this Ruchnias, that's the tikkun of the world. And Yismach Hashem b'masav, Shu Yisbarach El Elyon Koinei Shamayim V'aretz. And God is going to be happy with his deeds. He's Koinei Shamayim V'aretz. What does it mean, Koinei Shamayim V'aretz? Koinei Shamayim V'aretz means that he's Koinei the Gashmias and the Ruchnias. And the Shamayim is the Ruchnias and the Aretz is the Gashmias. And that's the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, and that's what we should do also. We should find shleimus in the Gashmias of the world and the Ruchnias of the world. They both belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem, we've learned some very important Yisodas and Avoda, and I hope we're zocha to internalize them. Just to summarize for a minute the Yisodas that we learned that the whole world created for tzaddikim gemurim, rishayim gemurim, people who make the most out of life, for good or for bad, not to be mediocre. Rav is telling us not to be mediocre. And then Rav says the world is created for achav, complete avas atzmo, Rav Chaim Mendoza, complete avas haklal, and to put the two together. And then you get a shleimus of olam hazen, a shleimus of olam haba. We should all be zocha, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.